Joining us now, he's a Republican, Maricopa County Supervisor, Bill Gates on the show. Bill, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Bill, you had some really strong words for Arizona's Republican Party the day after the election. You were not happy. Can you tell us how you were feeling? Because I read some of your quotes and wow.
Well, you know, look, here's the thing for the listeners to understand. We're responsible at the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors to count the votes, along with our county recorder, Stephen Richer. And so we're going through that process right now, and our elections workers are doing a great job. And so we're getting pressure from certain candidates, and particularly the Carrie Lake campaign right now, about the speed with which the votes are being counted. And we're doing this. In fact, right now we're doing it. We're on a clip to do it as fast as we've ever done it. And what we've got is folks that are not wanting to be serious candidates, not wanting to respect the electoral process. We need to do that. We need to let our people do the work to make sure that every valid vote is counted.
Oh, so what did you say election night? Because what I read was you said it was a catastrophe for the Arizona Republican Party. And you said,
yes.
I would argue, our democracy.
Yes, I did say that because we have folks who are, you know, likely to be our nominees who are not supporting our democracy, quite frankly. They're still arguing that the 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump, even though we've had numerous audits at Maricopa County, other independent examinations to show that that's simply not the case. But these folks continue to push this story, and that is corrosive to our democracy. There's no basis for it, and what it's doing is sowing doubt in our democracy. We need to stop that, allow the voters to trust our system, because there's no reason that they shouldn't. And I'm disappointed. This is the party. I've been a member of the Republican Party since I was 18 years old. Proud Republican. Served on the Phoenix City Council for 6 years, and I've been on the Board of Supervisors since 2017. And I don't know where my party went astray. But we've got to get back to focusing on the issues that we can beat the Democrats on. Issues like free markets, about property tax cuts. We just had the largest property tax cut in Maricopa County in many years, and we're a Republican-dominated board. But when we're talking about the past and basically dredging up conspiracy theories, then we're doing a disservice to the voters.
All right, Bill, here's something for you. You look around here, and your frustration level's obviously through the roof. But the reality is this is what you got. Are you hoping that come November that all of these people just get blown out and that the Republicans have to do a reset and you'll just have to live with what you have to live with?
That's not what I'm hoping for. I certainly would love for people to see the light. But I never thought we would get to this point. And, you know, I hope that those candidates, like, for example, Tom Galvin is our colleague on the Board of Supervisors. He was elected on Tuesday night, and he has been honest. He said that Joe Biden won Maricopa County in 2020, so it can be done. You know, Republicans can tell the truth and then be elected. But the problem is many of those candidates on the ballot who have continued the 2020, you know, denying the results of the 2020 election were elected. But it's not too late. No, it's not too late. But
Bill, you don't think you're going to get Carrie Lake to come around on that, do you?
Well, you know, I am an optimist, but if she's unwilling to come around, again, that's doing a disservice not only to the voters, but also to the elections workers who work for the Board of Supervisors and for the county recorder, who've done a good job, who have not rigged this election. Mm-hmm. Understand, for the claims that are being made to be true, that would mean that literally hundreds, if not thousands of people had to be in on this conspiracy to rig the election. And of course, that never happened.
Bill Gates is joining us, a Republican Maricopa County supervisor. You said the other day, I think the way back, and I believe you're talking about your party, is by humiliation at the ballot box. What do you mean by that?
Well, I fear that if we continue to nominate people who deny the truth, then what may have to happen is that we lose elections. I don't want Republicans to lose elections, but I also don't want candidates who stated that they're not going to accept the wishes and the will of the voters to be serving in office. And sometimes it does take going through a difficult situation like that for a party to find itself again and to again nominate people who are focused more on all of the constituents and not just a few on one far extreme or the other.
All right, so you say that, but here's the thing. They got votes, and part of this is on the people out there who obviously feel and believe a lot of this stuff. You wouldn't go through with it, and you wouldn't push these things if you didn't think you were going to be able to grab a bunch of votes, and these people felt like they could, and they did.
I can't dispute that. Well, here's the difference between me and some others in my party. I respect the will of the voters, okay? And whoever gets the most votes, that is the nominee. And then in the end, whoever gets the most votes in the general, that is the elected official. But I think that it is incumbent upon us at Maricopa County because, I mean, we've been at the epicenter of this, right? We were the focus of the Cyber Ninja audit, which we all know has been discredited now. But we have to speak out about this. We have to speak the truth. And if we don't, then we've simply given up. But you're absolutely right. If that's where the majority is, we will respect that will. But we will also continue to speak the truth in Maricopa County.
Bill Gates, Republican, Maricopa County Supervisor, thank you for joining us. Appreciate the time.